Welcome to this modified service for May 31st. It is Pentecost Sunday. I hope you are all wearing red pajamas this morning. My name is Pastor Leanne Darlington, and I am the pastor at Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church in Phillipsburg. I am thankful that we can celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit today, gathered safely from the comfort of our homes. What weather we are having. 3 weeks ago it was snowing, now we are having heat waves and warnings, and then last night there was a call for frost. The rain was a welcome sight on Thursday and Friday for all of us who got our gardens and flower beds planted this week. We can also tell that summer is on the way. Brenda has had lots of black-tailed butterflies and a moth hatch from their chrysalises this week. I would ask that you please keep David Deering and his family in your prayers. He was taken to St. Mary's Hospital by ambulance yesterday afternoon after feeling short of breath. When I last talked to Yvonne, he was resting and they were going to do some more tests. Just a reminder that if there is anyone you would like to include on our prayer list, please call or email me or send an email through the website. The worship committee met online this week. Look for some new additions to our weekly emails and worship services in the coming weeks. We will also be setting up some go-to meeting times and coffee hours. Go-to meeting is similar to Zoom. It's an online app where we can meet together. It's simple to install. Be sure to look for an email in the coming weeks. Church Council will also be meeting online this coming week, and the messenger will be a little later in being prepared as we wanted to include any discussions from Council. Please remember that Zion relies on your continued support each week to meet our monthly expenses. Our PAR application and instructions are now found on Zion's website for those who may be interested. We continue to give thanks to all who support and pray for our congregation. Let us begin our service with a call to worship. The day of Pentecost is here, the day when the flames of faith dance in our hearts. The day of Pentecost is here, the day when our babbling speech becomes the good news for the world. The day of Pentecost is here, the day when compassion is seared into our souls. The day of Pentecost is here. Let the people of God rejoice. Alleluia. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. You may now listen to our opening hymn, Spirit of God, Descend Upon My Heart. It is from the ELW hymn number 800, and we give thanks for Jane Thomas's talent this morning. Let us pray our prayer of the day. O God, on this day you open the hearts of your faithful people by sending into us your Holy Spirit. Direct us by the light of that Spirit that we may have a right judgment in all things and rejoice at all times in your peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading this morning is from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. A reading from Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, the apostles were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 3b to 13. "No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to John. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and he said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of our Lord. Have you ever watched a hawk flying in the sky on a windy day? Its wings are spread wide open. It is moving, yet it looks like it is completely standing still. The hawk is floating in the current of the wind, completely trusting in that wind to keep it aloft and moving towards the direction where it wants or needs to go. The wind is a powerful presence in our lives. It can be beneficial by providing clean and renewable energy. The wind can guide sailboats safely to the shore. The wind aids in creation by helping flowers to pollinate. Who hasn't blown the fluff off of a dandelion and watched it dance in the wind? And who has not felt the joy of a cool breeze on their face on a hot summer's day? The wind can also bring destruction and chaos in seconds in the form of a tornado or hurricane, leaving lives lost and homes and businesses destroyed. The wind can fan and spread fire and flames through buildings, storefronts, and streets when protesters protest the senseless and brutal killing of yet another person of color in the United States. Today is Pentecost, the day we celebrate the pouring out of the Holy Spirit into our lives. When you think of the Holy Spirit, do you think of the wind? Do you think of the Holy Spirit as weaving its way in, through, and around our lives, like a wind that weaves its way in, through, and around us? Do we trust in the Holy Spirit, like the hawk that trusts in the wind? Our reading of Acts this morning is situated in the city of Jerusalem, where the community is celebrating the Pentecost, the 50th day after Passover. The disciples have gathered in a small room. They are praying, anticipating, and waiting for the promise of God, just as Jesus had asked them to do in Acts chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. This had been a stressful time for the disciples, for their beloved Jesus had been arrested, put to death on the cross, buried in a tomb, but was resurrected 3 days later. After his resurrection, he returned and spent time with them, speaking to them about the kingdom of God, reassuring their doubts and questions, and encouraging them to continue the work that he had started. Then he had to leave, and he ascended into heaven. So picture it in your minds. The disciples are gathered. There is a celebration going on outside. The room is hot and stuffy with just a slight breeze blowing in. Many of the disciples are praying. Some may even be pacing back and forth in anticipation, waiting for the promise, waiting for God to show up, waiting, praying, anticipating. Then suddenly, a violent wind appears and enters the room. Flames and tongues as of fire emerged and rested upon each of the disciples. As the wind and fire appeared, those gathered were filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit. It began to weave in, around, and through them, and they began to speak in different languages, proclaiming the word of God in languages other than their own. The power of the Holy Spirit got the attention of the folks on the street, some of whom were non-believers who believed that the disciples had simply drank too much wine. The power of the Holy Spirit emboldened Peter. Yes, the same Peter who denied Jesus on the night of his death. It emboldened him to speak the truth of Jesus Christ to the non-believers. He spoke passionately and courageously of the prophecy of Joel in the Hebrew Scriptures. He spoke of Jewish history and the presence, promise, and fulfillment of the Word of God. He spoke of trust and inclusiveness where all are welcomed, where all are included, Whether you are Jew or Greek, men or women, sons or daughters, young or old, slave or free, as well as those who were beyond the walls of Jerusalem. Yes, all in the world were welcomed. All belonged, and all were worthy, regardless of color, race, or creed. This was Peter's first sermon, and from this the early church was born, and the disciples were empowered to lead and proclaim the word and works of Jesus Christ, just as Jesus had taught them to do. The power of the Holy Spirit weaved its way in, through, and around the crowd that day. They heard Peter's message. They found hope and courage. They found the hope and courage of Jesus Christ, so much that 3,000 non-believers made the decision to follow Jesus that day. How does the wind of the Holy Spirit affect us today? Does it weave in, through, and around the congregation of Zion? Does it weave in, through, and around us in our homes as we continue to socially distance from one another and be away from the church that we love? Does it weave in, through, and around those who lie in the loneliness of a hospital room? Does it weave in, through, and around the family of George Floyd, the man who was brutally killed in Minneapolis? Does it weave in, through, and around the generations of people of color who have lived with inequality for generations and generations? Our world right now is struggling with chaos, racism, illness, and grief. The Holy Spirit emboldened Peter to speak of inclusion and the unconditional love of God through the work of Jesus Christ, and it changed his life forever. Right now, our world needs the power of the Holy Spirit to blow into our lives to accomplish God's purpose for the world. As Christians, we are called to love one another. We are called to work for justice. We are called to look into our mirrors and understand the privilege that is given to us in the world simply because of the color of our skin. We are called to understand the pain and anger that is caused when we stay silent and make excuses for criminal behaviors simply because of color. We are called to love one another. We are called to stand for justice. We are called to use our voices. The disciples waited and prayed in anticipation for the Holy Spirit to arrive. They trusted that the Holy Spirit would show up. The hawk soars on towards its destination, trusting in the current of the wind to take it where it needs to go. Can we have faith and trust that the winds of the Holy Spirit will weave in, through, and around us, giving us the opportunity to be the presence of God in the world? A world that is so desperate for justice and inclusive love for all. Can we be like Peter and speak our own words of truth? Let it be so. Amen. Our hymn of the day is Gracious Spirit, Heed Our Pleading. You will find it in the link. It is a YouTube link. It is also hymn number 401 in the ELW. Uplifted by the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God in all times and places in praying for the church, the world, and all who are in need. We call on your spirit of unity, giving thanks for our different vocations, Activate and utilize the diverse gifts present in your church, that they reveal your love for all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We call on your spirit of life, present in air, wind, humidity, storms, and oxygen in our atmosphere, breathing energy into all things. Heal with your breath the whole creation, especially those who struggle to breathe due to air pollution. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We call on your spirit of righteousness. Wherever we are as a people, wherever we as a people are divided, unite us. Wherever we are prideful, humble us. Enable us to speak our truths just as Peter spoke his. Give each one of us a heart for justice and empathy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We call on your spirit of healing. Bless nurses, doctors, midwives, chaplains, counselors, PSWs, and hospice workers as they care for those in need. We pray for all who long for comfort, especially everyone affected by COVID-19. Eddie, Elaine, Ruth, Marianne, Rita, Susie, David, Denelda, the family of George Floyd, and those we name in the stillness of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We call upon your spirit of hope. As you have led your saints in all times and places, stir in us the desire to follow their example, leading us from death to new life in you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, you breathe life into our bones, and your spirit brings truth to the world. Send us this spirit. Transform us by your truth, and give us language to proclaim your gospel. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, so that we may abound in the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The God of grace bless us now and forever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Send forth your Spirit, O God, and renew the face of the earth. Amen. Our closing hymn is God of Tempest, God of Whirlwind. It's in the ELW number 400. May you have a blessed and peaceful week.